Welcome.
Welcome to this episode of the Medal of Honor podcast, veteran stories of strength, courage, and perseverance. This is your host, Tiffany Marchink. For this special episode, I want to take a moment to honor Veterans Day and talk about what Veterans Day is, what it means to fellow veterans, and others who want to thank veterans for their service. Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day. It initiated on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. It was a mark to end World War II. Some countries still call it Armistice Day, while other countries call it Veterans Day, and even more call it Remembrance Day. No matter what it's called, it's a holiday used to celebrate those who have previously served in the military, whether the person recently exited the military or exited decades ago. Veterans Day is not to be mixed up with Memorial Day or Armed Services Day. Armed Services Day is celebrated in May. And that's a time where we honor those who are still serving in the military. Memorial Day is the holiday where we recognize those who pay the ultimate price for their service while in the military. While Veterans Day, again, is to remember those who previously served. It's at that point when an individual leaves the military that they then become a military veteran. There have been those who have argued whether or not Veterans Day is for cookouts or family gatherings, drinking, whatever the case may be. My thought on this is, no matter how you celebrate it, it's because of the freedom that service members have served and served for that we are able to do those things. So if you do celebrate by hanging out with family members or celebrate it by going, you know, spending time at home, whatever it is you do, just remember that it's because of those who raised their right hand and, for a lack of better terms, said, "Uncle Sam, you can use me however you choose. Send me where you need to send me so that the members of this country can continue to enjoy their freedoms." So for all who have served in the past and the present and will serve someday in the future, thank you for your service, and I hope you enjoy this Veterans Day.
A special thank you from the heart.
Hello.
Hey guys, I hope you have a good day. I hope you drive safe. I hope you have a fine day. And I hope so. Veteran is strong and brave.
That was Ariana Jeter, 5-year-old daughter of veteran Carrie Jeter. Kathy is somebody that I recently connected with and is a friend of mine through a Bible study that I go to at my church. She is an avid supporter of military and veteran personnel.
Hello, my name is Kathy, and I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. And I would just like to say to all vets out there, thank you. Thank you so much for your service, and happy Veterans Day. I would like to single out a particular vet, Mr. Pickell. I ran into him. I don't know his first name. He's from Fayetteville, North Carolina area. But his son plays on the same hockey team as our grandson. And when I saw him there, without both of his legs. He had prosthetic legs from serving in the military. I never met, and yet his story spoke so loudly to me that somebody would be willing to pay such a price and fight for our freedom. And I say thank you. There actually are no words to thank somebody for such a great act of service. So happy Veterans Day, and may God bless you.
Hi, this is Sia, co-host at Innovation Calling Podcast here. I want to extend my gratefulness to all the men and women who have served our country. We've had the honor to highlight some amazing military leaders and learn how they've applied their experiences in civilian professional life. I'd like to give a shout out to retired Brigadier General Robert Spalding on how the U.S. can be more innovative for the future of telco, and Jim Murph Murphy, founder of Afterburner, on using continuous business improvement through flawless execution. It's that kind of discipline and constant drive to be better that I see in most veterans. And let's be honest, from a business perspective, it is most profoundly appreciated. So thank you for your time, your sacrifice, and love for our country. Keep on being you and proudly pursue your dreams. You've got this. And thanks again.
This episode is powered by Acuity Benefit Consulting. Retaining military veteran talent is critical to your bottom line, so give them a specialized resource for the benefit that they value most, VA disability compensation. Acuity provides an in-depth one-on-one educational session on VA disability benefits curated to the needs of your veterans. Go to www.acuitybenefitconsulting.com to learn more. Again, that is www.acuitybenefitsconsulting.com. When somebody has served in the military for any length of time, especially as long as you did on active duty, it's a process. And I don't think people realize what that transition is, how long it takes to go from the mindset of being Lieutenant Colonel Johnson to being Robin. What was that like for you? How long did that take for you? Or is it still a process you're going through?
No, it's been 2 years. I'm fully Robin now. It was a process. It took me about a year. And there's probably some people like my father-in-law who would say, I've still got Army on me. I mean, he still thinks I act very Army, very organized, very precise. I'm a good time manager. I don't relax as easy as some people here in the South would like me to. But I definitely feel like I've embraced myself outside of the Army. And I don't miss it. Oh my gosh, I don't miss the Army. I enjoyed my time serving with soldiers and serving soldiers. I have memories. I have great But I'm still in touch with so many people. It's not like they disappeared. I mean, I'm still in touch with so many people. I still see a lot of my Army friends regularly.
Dr. Bernard Tony, retired Army major who served as medical staff to the White House. Before we close out today, Bernard, if there is one thing that you can tell the veterans that are listening to this episode, what would that be?
I will tell them that no matter what the circumstances that they found themselves in, whether they're transitioning or have been out of the military for quite some time, is that you hold up the nation. You're the less than 1%. You have done something irrespective of you served one tour, one assignment, one contract, or you served more than 20 years like myself. You're the less than 1%. So your sacrifices are not wasted. They're probably something that I'll hold near and dear in my heart until the day I die. And I hope that you can see that you're special in so many different ways. And the freedoms that we enjoy as we go through this election campaign and things like that is that you ensure those freedoms. Without your sacrifices, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do or say the things that we say or have any of the freedoms that we enjoy like no other nation in the world. I think that should be something that I hope that a veteran keeps in their heart. And that is a value proposition that I give to the veterans on Veterans Day.
Yeah, and I think
the only thing I say, how I usually get around that if somebody asks it, is that I say, no matter who the administration was, no matter how it ended, it does not diminish the service of the people who served there one bit.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that I'm kind of looking for, is more of that personal aspect, and that's why I'm doing what I am in August, because so many people, especially in September, were making comments like, "What? So I lost my battle buddy, and that doesn't mean anything, or I lost my leg, or
yeah,
my mind's all messed up now, and you just pull out like it doesn't mean anything." So there's a lot of that kind of response.
Yeah, there is. Absolutely, there is.
Who cares? You went over there. You raised your right hand.
Absolutely.
You had a uniform.
And however it ended, does not diminish.
It's not a reflection on your service.
That's right. Yeah. One bit. And that's how I end. That's how I get around it. And I believe that 100%. Mm-hmm. That's not. I don't just say that. I had a couple buddies who kind of asked me the same thing. So did I waste my time? And I said, absolutely not. I said, you helped lots of people. Your service was honorable, and it doesn't matter how it ended.
Mm-hmm.
And now a Veterans Day message from General David Howell Petraeus, who is a retired four-star general of the United States Army and public official who served as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Well, I think that veterans and family members ought to be, again, quietly very proud of what it is that they did in uniform and what the family members did during that time as well, because, of course, they sacrificed. They, in a sense, served also, recognizing that there is no greater privilege, again, than wearing the uniform of our country, especially at a time of war. And frankly, those veterans who raised their right hand and took an oath of service when we were at war, knowing that they're going to be asked to deploy and to go into combat and to put it all on the line. That's really quite extraordinary. Often echoed what Tom Brokaw told me after he saw our forces. This was early on in Iraq. I was still a two-star general, commander of the Great 101st Airborne Division. He spent a day with us. He saw all the tasks that our soldiers were doing. Just myriad complex, challenging, not just security operations, but of course, literally rebuilding communities, reestablishing local governance, reviving universities, getting communications reestablished. I mean, again, what our soldiers did over the course of those war years was really quite extraordinary. And he looked at this, and at the end of the day, helicopter blades whining, he's shouting in my ear before he flies back to Baghdad. He said, you know, I wrote about that World War II generation, and they were the greatest generation, but surely those that I've seen today are America's new greatest generation. And I very strongly agreed with that then, and that was early on, but I agree with it years later, having seen what our men and women in uniform did together with our diplomatic intelligence development, all these other and coalition partners. But what they were asked to do was truly extraordinary, and they responded magnificently. So again, the bottom line should be that there should be enormous pride, quiet pride, in those who serve, especially again at a time of war, and among their family members who also serve and who also certainly sacrifice. Well, thanks for the invitation, and thanks for your own service. Thank you, Tiff.
Roger that. Thank you for calling. Please leave a message.
Hi, this is John McCaskill, recently retired Navy SEAL commander. I just wanted to say what an honor it was to serve as a service member within the Navy, and what an honor it is now to be a veteran, serving my fellow veterans in the nonprofit space. Thank you to all those who serve or have served in or out of uniform as a service member or as a family member. So thank you to all the veterans out there, and we remember and honor you. Thanks.
What's up, everybody? Remy Adelaide here. I'm a former Fleet Marine Force Corpsman. For those who didn't know, by the way, shout out to the Marines today. Today's Marine Corps birthday. I'm a former Navy SEAL. I want to wish all my veteran brothers and sisters, past and present, a early happy Veterans Day.
Good day, good evening, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. I'm Algris Williams, Command Sergeant Major, retired. So what it means to me to be a veteran, first and foremost, it is an absolute honor for me to have served in the United States Army for over 26 years. As an immigrant boy from Jamaica, this country has given me opportunities that I may not have had otherwise, and I felt it was an honor to serve because of the liberties that I was given. And in service, I receive a lot for myself and my family. I've got my 2 degrees out of the military. I've traveled, seen the world. My family has traveled, seen the world. But it is certainly an honor and a privilege to have served this country and serve our Army. Even though I'm retired, I'm still a soldier for life. So to all of those veterans out there who have served and are listening to this recording, hey, God bless you. Thank you for your dedication to our country.
Hello, this is retired Lieutenant Colonel McCullough, and from one old veteran to another veteran, I want to wish all you veterans out there from all the services a very happy and enjoyable Veterans Day. Thank you for your service to this great country of ours and to help keeping it safe and free. Enjoy your day, Veterans Day. Have a good day. Bye.
This next message is from Sergeant Major Danita Austin. She is a retired Army veteran that I met 2 times in my career, and what a privilege. She was my instructor in AIT. AIT stands for Advanced Individual Training, also known as Tech School in the Air Force, or A School in the Navy. I also met her later on in my career when she was my boss's boss, my boss's supervisor, however you want to word it. But she is somebody that I still continue to keep in touch with and has made such a positive and powerful impact on my career.
The first thing that comes to mind when I think of being a veteran is sacrifice, because you sacrifice a lot. And if you're out there trying to raise a family while in the military, they also sacrifice a lot. And I would also say pride. Because when I look at the faces of my family as they talk about my career, and I know how very proud they are of me, that gives me great joy. And for every soldier that served with me, thank you. Thank you. Because you contributed to my career. And if you're serving today, I commend you. And I would say, do not be a 60% soldier. Be 100% every day. So when you look at the mirror at the end of the day, you also have pride. I would say to you, be safe, and God bless.
This next message is from Annette Wittenberger. She is a retired Army chemical officer. I have not had the pleasure yet to meet her personally, but she has been a guest on this podcast twice. And I have learned so much from her. She is a very genuine, authentic person who you can see in her podcast episodes, in her book, and anytime you have an opportunity to carry on a conversation with her. If you have not yet connected with her, that is something you're going to want to do.
Being a veteran means having the honor and privilege to serve our country and to be alongside others who made and continue to make the ultimate sacrifice.
Cade Gibson served in the Air Force as a JAG officer. He has family who served in the military, and his wife, Anna, is a good friend of mine. Anna, her father, was a sergeant major in the Army, I believe in the Army Reserves, and I did not meet Cade until the two of them had gotten married, but Anna and I met probably 10 or 12 years ago at church and has been a good friend since.
We're the Gibson family. I'm an Air Force veteran of almost 30 years. My father-in-law is also an Air Force veteran. My brother and my father are Army veterans. My grandparents served. My wife's grandparents served. And so on this Veterans Day, we want to honor all veterans who gave their lives or their time to defend this nation. And we ask blessings on them, safety on them, and healing on them, and all those that continue to serve or have served. God bless America.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. I would like to specifically call out Tiffany Marchchick and say thank you for your service. Thank you for your service to our country and for all you do continue to do to help the veterans out. You are very much appreciated. May God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.